You're listening to World Update.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
Well, a very good year for old Blue Eyes and for French wine producers, too. They're claiming that this year's Bordeaux crop is a vintage of the century. But then again, they said the same thing in 2009. In fact, they've dubbed four vintages in the last 11 years vintages of the century. So are they overdoing the hype? Well, Tim Atkin is master of wine and wine critic, and he came into our World Update studio.
I mean, it's getting a bit predictable, isn't it, really? I mean, almost boring. I mean, we've had 1982, that was a vintage of the century. Then we had 89, then we had 90, then we had 2000. I'm running out of breath here. Then we had 2005, then we had 2009, and now we've had 2010. So
it is
getting
a bit... crying wolf, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's like, it really is crazy.
So why are they doing it?
Well, I think they have very short memories, and they think that we have very short memories too. And of course, we don't. And more to the point, the problem at the moment is that I think the whole market is slightly on a knife edge. Because a lot of the people who bought 2009s thinking they would go up in price, another vintage of the century, have found these wines haven't increased at all. And therefore, the big question that everybody's asking, and I blogged about this on my website, and I've had loads of responses from people who bought it last year and said, why should I buy again?
Yeah.
There's no point in buying this wine as a future, i.e. in barrel before it's bottled, if it's not going to go up in price and it's not scarce. It's neither at the moment.
So what are we talking in terms of, you know, how expensive would a case be?
Well, I mean, Bordeaux is a very big region. Now, Bordeaux is the size of Chile in terms of vineyard numbers. So the cases will vary from, you know, quite cheap stuff, which would be under £100 a case, right up to, I mean, who knows, because a lot of the top wines have not yet released their wines or released their prices for this year. We could be talking £12,000 a case.
Wow. That's,
which is jaw-dropping, isn't it?
That's insane. So who are the suckers buying this?
Well, I mean, they're not suckers in the sense that that will probably be for Château Lafite. And Château Lafite is very popular in the Far East, partly because it's the only one of the top five first growths that doesn't have an R in the name. So it's actually pronounceable for Chinese people. It has a huge brand image. So anybody who buys Château Lafite, even at £12,000 a case, will make a profit on it. So Lafite is the thing to buy if you're investing. But I would advise people not to invest, but buy to drink.
Sounds good. And speaking of,
I bought a bottle of wine for you.
When in Rome.
Exactly.
So you've come in. Describe this bottle of wine.
This is interesting. I mean, Bordeaux has effectively stopped having bad vintages. Now, bad vintages is when it rains all summer. And because of climate change, Bordeaux just hasn't had one of those, really, since 1992. So I've brought in a bottle of 1992.
You've brought me a bad vintage.
I've brought you a bad vintage, but a very
thanks,
good producer
Tim.
In a bad vintage to see what you think. So this is 1992, Vieux Château Certain. This is a Pomerol from the right bank of Bordeaux. So let's just get this out, shall we, if I can get the cork
okay,
out.
Okay, yeah.
Ready?
You stick that right by the microphone.
It comes.
Master of wine, eh?
Oh, brilliant. There we go. Right. Okay, the finest BBC stemware. Here it goes.
Yeah, we're
pouring just into there.
We're drinking out of plastic glasses, people. But then again, it is, you know, just after 10 o'clock in the morning.
And this is the new austerity at the BBC, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Cheers.
So, cheers. Okay. All right. So we're tasting this horrible vintage.
Horrible vintage, but good producer in a horrible vintage.
Wow. If that's bad, then... want to taste the good.
It's still pretty nice, isn't
it? Yeah, it's still pretty nice.
And the thing is that, you know, Bordeaux is a very rich region at the top end, obviously. And even in bad vintages, they can afford to throw lots of technology at it.
Can you give me kind of that sideways moment? Pretend we're at a vineyard right now. You're sniffing the wine.
From a plastic glass.
And for our radio listeners, just... tell us what it smells like and what it tastes like.
Okay, well, I mean, to me, this is mature, right? Obviously, that's the first thing to say about it. It's 1992. It was a wet vintage, a light vintage. Wines, as they mature, move from a primary phase where they smell of fruit, really, into a sort of secondary and tertiary phases. Sorry to use jargon for a second. And the secondary and tertiary phases are where you start to get leather and game and truffle and wet leaves and all those sorts of things. And that's what I'm getting in this wine. But what I'm also getting from it is a sweetness just sort of sitting at the centre of this wine. It's not a huge amount of sweetness, but there's a little bit of sweetness in there. And that's the Merlot in this wine. So that little bit of sweetness, a touch of green pepper. You can probably see the wine is not a long wine. You know, it doesn't hang around on the palate. It's something which is pleasant. It's a very good wine from a very bad vintage. See how much I love you?